Why did Jesus come to this earth? Why is it that in a week or so we'll be celebrating his coming in the form of Christmas? I mean, why? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Over the past few days, we've seen that the whole point of Jesus coming to this earth is to lead us into the kingdom of God. And the only way to enter that kingdom is to be born again through a radical repentance, being born of water, and living a renewed life, being born of the Spirit. That happens when we believe that Jesus died to take our sin away and that he rose again to give us newness of life. But still, why did God send Jesus, his son, to this earth? Well, here it is, John chapter 3, verse 16. God loved the world so much that he gave his only son so that whoever believes in him would not be lost, but have eternal life. Sure, that's a very familiar passage to many people, but do we really know what it means? God loved the world so much that the Greek word used there is cosmos. It's used 186 times in the New Testament, and each time it carries with it the connotation of worldliness, of sinfulness. Writes one commentator, amazing, God loves a sinful world. Yes, God loves the sinner. It's not despite our sin that Christ came to save us. It's because of our sin. There's a world of difference. And that difference is love. A love so great that it's completely beyond comprehension. That's God's motivation. That's the why. And if you believe in Jesus, I mean seriously believe, with your very life, then you will not be lost. You'll already have entered into eternal life. Are you born again? That's God's word fresh for you today. The word of God is so powerful. It has the power to save your soul, the power to transform your life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called The Best of 2021, and it's based on some of this year's most popular messages. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.